This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just engaged. I want you to head up to the website, therealside.com. Go ahead, I'll wait. You can watch live. You can listen live. Right? You can give me your email address. I only send out an email a week. I'm not going to, you don't have to get crazy about it. Gives you an idea who we're going to have on the show, what we're going to be doing, that kind of stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about the Berkeley police tonight. Now, this was the city that actually removed at one time. I don't know if they've gone back on there. But they actually removed the American flag off of the fire trucks. Remember that? Because they just caused some irritation, aggravation, and strife from some of the students that weren't from this country. But they came here to this country to go to school in this country because this country has such a great education system because they felt safe in this country. They felt safe in a school, on the school grounds in this country, yet somehow the flag that represents this country made them uncomfortable. As my old pastor used to say, you couldn't hire somebody to help you screw that up. And they did. Just amazing. So, yeah, Berkeley definitely, yeah, very different area, if you would. So the Berkeley police, there were some riots going on there the other night. And they were arresting Antifa. What are they, members? Thugs? I don't know, whatever they're called. They were arresting people from Antifa during the protest there because obviously they were being violent, right? Now, the protest began after two groups of alt-right protesters announced plans for a No to Marxism rally at the city civic center. That prompted plans for a sweep out the fascist march and a counter rally that drew hundreds of people. Officials said three people suffered minor injuries after a group of extremists threw explosives believed to be fireworks and flares. I don't think you get flares anymore. They threw them at the police. What if they threw them at the other pro-Trumpers if they still would have been arrested? Now, nobody was hurt from law enforcement. By the way, this group damaged 21 city vehicles. Come on, let this sink in. Well, they were just blown off steam. You know, that's how kids are. And again, these people broke the law. They were arrested. They were public arrests. So I don't know what the problem is here. However, people, including the Berkeley professors, were absolutely horrified to see that police made the arrest information public. Here's the problem. It is public. Unless they're under 18 years old, it's still public. A law professor at the University of California said, this is very disturbing. It seems like a public shaming exercise, which is not the role of the police department. They're making it really accessible for folks who might wish these people harm or locate them. But these are the same people that promote, help push the publicizing and publication of what? Police you know, policemen's addresses. They were okay with that. They were okay with these, you know, where the kids, where the policemen's kids went to school. All of that stuff was fine by them. They didn't use that line then. They didn't say, well, the newspapers are making it really easily accessible for folks who might wish to harm the policemen or their family. They didn't care. And they still don't really care. They went on to say, I just don't get it. Their names, mugshots, and reason for arrest. Nothing weird or personal. That's a standard post. Those are standard, that's standard information that people can get. Now, at that point, I'm going, glory hallelujah, the police have grown a spine in Berkeley. They're done with all this garbage. They're done with all the craziness. But again, I was disappointed. I guess the backlash was severe because Berkeley police ultimately removed the mugshots, which is a really weenie move. But you know what? Thanks to Fox News, the mugshots are still up there. You can still see who they are. I mean, there's some empty-looking people. You see? Did you see these shots? I know, but I can't believe it, how empty-looking. I mean, they look mad. Right? I mean, wow. Anyway, oh, God. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we talk about this often on the show. About how your kids, or some kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews, they sit on these video games for hours at a time. Like 10, 12 hours at a time. And how bad it is for them, and what it does for them. It's almost like a drug. It lights up the endorphins in their brains. And they can't get that high. They can't get that feeling unless they play the game longer. And longer. And longer. And apparently there's a group of parents who didn't get that message or don't believe it. You know, I love these people. They send me through the roof. The ones that say, well, it's my child. I'll do what I want. So when do I get to stop you? I mean, I realize I'm a capitalist. I realize I'm a Republican. I believe in individual rights. But you're sitting here. You read the science. You say you see the change in your son or daughter's face and how they do things. And yet you're not willing to do anything to stop. Or help them. I mean, parents are now paying tutors for their kids. And when I tell you why and what for, you're going to pass out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Here, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, truly, honestly, totally being part of the conversation. Thanks so much for being with me. And, you know, honestly, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So, I got a gazillion stories I want to get through. That would mean I need a gazillion minutes. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. A lot you want to be involved with. And truly get involved in the conversation. Seriously. There are smarter people than I up in the chat room. We have a regular chat room at therealside.com. You have the Facebook chat room. A lot happening. Anyway, we were talking about... I'm not telling you how to parent. You do what you got to do. You do what you believe is right to do. But at some point in time, you know, when is science playing this? So I'll get on my case because I'm a Christian and I don't think it's believe in science. That's not it at all. But, you know, they're doing study after study after study. And they're real-time studies with kids on iPads, iPhones, which I don't understand. I don't know why you shove these things in these kids' faces. But whatever, you do what you got to do. And they're finding it's almost like a drug for them. It stimulates the endorphins in them, just like if they were actually taking regular hardcore drugs. Why would you do that to your children? And now we have, who was it today I was talking to? And I said, you know, in my day, it was equivalent to when our parents used to shove us in front of the TV set because they had something to do. Here, sit here and watch Bozo for an hour. I'll be right back. So you look at that stuff and you just think, oh, my God, we see all these things that they're talking about because when it comes to the iPad and iPhone and that kind of thing, they're looking at this. The little kids are looking at this. They're playing these games. And it's no big deal because everybody else is doing it. Mommy and Daddy say it's fine because it's keeping me informed, entertained, or whatever. But think about the shift in priorities here. Parents are now paying tutors to improve their child's skill in the online video game called Fortnite. I don't even know what that is. Oh, there you go. It's a popular multiplayer game developed by Epic Games that pits 100 players against each other in an enormous arena. Its popularity had made a cultural phenomenon with lots of celebrities and athletes saying that they play the game. And the game's extremely popular. But why are parents willing to dish out up to $35 an hour to have somebody tutor their kids to play a video game? Right? Now, Twitch streaming. I don't think we've ever been on Twitch. That's because they don't do video games. Twitch is a streaming platform. It's used by live video players who play these games in real time. So it has to, they must have some mega fighting, power, computing power behind them. Twitch also has a feature that allows viewers to donate money to streamers. Some players can make a living out of the Twitch streaming. Popular streamer Richard Tyler Blevins, he's known as Ninja, has 15 million YouTube subscribers. 15 million YouTube subscribers. You know what he earns a month? Over six figures. Yeah, they say that he earns over $500,000 a month playing this video game. So you can see why parents are wanting to invest in their kids' ability to play these games. Now, what I love is some people say, see, gaming's not so bad. Look, they can win this kind of money, and they can do this thing. All right, so let's talk about sports. We got people making $10, $15, $20 million a year playing sports. But how many of those jobs are really available? How many of those jobs are really lucrative? How many of those jobs will really get you somewhere later on? And how long do you think you can do that? You know, when you light up endorphins, when you light up the adrenaline in your body, it doesn't do well by your joints. How long can you maintain that level of play, you know, that level of tension and stress in your life without it taking a toll on you? If you think it's no problem, it's always gonna, then you are the problem. You are a problem. How's that? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. The violence across this country that's happening with these Antifa people is just, to me, amazing. Totally, utterly amazing. But I could do a whole hour on that, hour and a half on that. You know, the Manafort trial, again, you know, I started down this road before and I never finished it. T.S. Eliot has been taunting and tormenting the Mueller team. And we can't get away from the, you know, he's telling them, you got to wrap it up. You need to wrap it up. You need to get to wrap it. I mean, they're going to scream that they didn't get a fair chance. But the people they want to the parade were people that would talk about how much money Manafort had. We already know how much money he had. We have the numbers. Talking about them any more or any less isn't going to hurt, help or hurt. The funny thing about this, though, a lot of this work was done long before he was dealing with President Trump. But somehow it ties them together, ties it all together. And while Manafort is the one on trial, the prosecution has often been on the receiving end of Ellis's rebukes, right? The judge has lashed out a variety of times because of their missteps from how they address him on, I heard one of them said, yeah, or something like that to the judge the other day. Now, if you've ever seen My Cousin Vinny, you know that's not the way you talk to a judge. Ellis has also cautioned the team about the high bar set for conviction. Prosecutors have to prove that Manafort knowingly violated bank and tax laws. Right? That's a tough place to be. And they're trying to prove that he knowingly violated the laws by proving he had all this expensive clothing and cars and houses. And somehow that in and of itself is going to prove he knew what he was doing was wrong. Give you a hint as to where they're coming from? Ellis seemed to suggest the prosecutor was so discouraged he was crying in his courtroom. He says, I understand how frustrated you are. In fact, there's tears in your eyes right now, Ellis said. I love it. When the prosecutor, Greg Andres, denied Ellis's claim, the judge said, well, they're watery. I like him. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Heat up the coffee. Come on back. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republican Congressman Christopher Collins says he will fight charges that he used insider information about a biotechnology company to make illicit stock trades. He spoke to the press after pleading not guilty to insider trading earlier in the courtroom.
As I fight to clear my name, rest assured, I will continue to work hard for the people and constituents of the 27th Congressional District of New York, and I will remain on the ballot running for re-election this November.
He accused a New York City federal court of tipping off his son about bad news and helping others avoid big losses in the company where he was a board member. In fact, he's accused of making the tip-off phone call from a White House picnic. His attorneys say they will mount a vigorous defense to clear his name. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We're kind of back. God, I love these buttons. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Size on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. One of these days, you know, one of you guys need to come over and teach me how to use this thing. Seriously. We're talking about how the judge in a Manafort case has had to go over and had to go after, if you would, the Mueller people several times. Right? The prosecution. And you think these guys are so excited about this? They think that they've got it. They think they've got it nailed so that they figure they really can't do anything wrong, or they're full of themselves. I'm really curious to hear what you have to say. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Now, the judges had to get on them a half a times, right? A half a dozen times. And even this, he kind of made fun of one of them for having watery eyes. I don't know if that goes too far or what, but man, if he's having fun, if he has this kind of relationship with them, so be it. Before the exchange, though, Ellis had rebuked Andres, whatever his name is, for not looking at him while he was talking. He says, look at me. Don't look down. I mean, here you are trying to get a judge on your side. Here you are trying to get a judge, well, I would say on your side, but to respect you as much as you're supposed to respect him. They don't like him because he's outspoken. They don't like him because he calls them out. When Andres said that he was looking at a document, Ellis said, that's BS. You look at me. And on a Wednesday, Ellis chastised Andres again for how he spoke to him. At one point, Andres responded with a simple, yeah. Can you imagine? You're in court. You're trying this case that the whole nation is watching. And you're not giving the judge the respect he deserves. At one point, the judge says, you don't really care about Mr. Manafort. Right? You're caring more about a Trump impeachment than prosecuting Manafort. He also suggested the team was seeking unfettered power in its investigation. I agree with him. I mean, seriously, how is it that the Mueller team is investigating somebody, whoever it is, I don't care what the name is, I'm not reading his name on purpose, for something he did long before the election, for Russian collusion at election time. Prove that the Trump team was in bed with Russia, for lack of a better term. Prove it. You can't. Nothing has happened in this light. So the judge says, you know, it's obvious you don't care about Mr. Manafort. You really care about what information Mr. Manafort can give you that would lead you to a Trump conviction. Now, Ellis also questioned the scope of the investigation, saying, hey, we don't want anyone with unfettered power. I mean, if you think about who's really been charged in this? And what have they been charged with? I'm not kidding. I'm serious. What have they been charged with? What in any of these charges, what in any of this case has been brought directly back to Donald Trump, his campaign, what he told them and didn't tell them to do? Right? So far, four former Trump campaign associates. Now, will they be indicting any of the interns or anybody else? Maybe the cleaning lady that cleaned up after them when they left the campaign headquarters. Four former Trump campaign associates, Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, Richard Gates, and George Papadopoulos have been charged, though none of the charges are directly related to any misconduct. Not from the campaign, anyhow. Alex van der Zwan, an attorney pleading guilty to lying to the FBI again. Nothing to do with the campaign. He was sentenced to 30 days in prison, April 2018. And he was the first to be sentenced for the probe, right? Now, the special counsel filed new tax evasion and bank fraud charges against Manafort and Gates in late February. This was to try to increase the prison time they would be looking at. I mean, look at what they're going after. Which one of these charges is directly connected for them colluding with Russia? Michael Flynn. He served as Trump's national security advisor for less than a month before he resigned. Because he was charged and he pleaded guilty to what? Lying to the FBI. But about what? It wasn't about what he told the Russians or did with the Russians on Trump's behalf. He lied about his talks with the Russian ambassador in late 2016, while former President Barack Obama was still in office. The two allegedly spoke about the U.S. sanction imposed on Russia while President Obama was president. What has this got to do with Trump? Again, and there's no charges directly against Flynn and that have to do with Trump and the Trump campaign. So this raised concerns that Flynn, a retired Army lieutenant general, misled Trump officials about his conversations. And when they found that out, what did they do? They fired him. Or they asked for his resignation. Which is more than you can say for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, when she found out that the guy that she had hired to do IT work was being looked at by the FBI and had problems. She didn't fire him. When every other Democrat that was using the guy locked him out, she didn't. Special counsel filed a 32-count indictment on February 22nd against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and Rick Gates. What did they accuse him of? Colluding with the Russians. No, tax evasion. Oh, and bank fraud. Yeah. Again, neither one of them have anything to do with colluding with the Russians. I know this has been beat to death already. I'm trying to find a connection. Maybe we miss it the first time. Maybe we can find something the FBI can't. I mean, every Democrat says that there's this Russian collusion going on here, and they're kind of dropping that word. Do you understand what they're going after? The new red light against the wall? What they're going after? The red laser, right? What is it now? Anybody? It's not collusion. It's cover-up. Right? Conspiracy. mean, this is like climate change. It keeps changing. No, not the climate, what they call it. And the effect it's going to have and what it's doing. You know, I had this discussion again with somebody on Facebook today, far left. And they said, this information that you give out about Joe, this information that you give out about climate change, you can only find it on this crazy far right-wing sites. I said, no, that's not true. And I gave him some sites that weren't quite far right. There was a couple of climate scientists that talked about that we do not have global warming that's man-made. But they poo-pooed those as well. I said, okay, so let's do this a simple way. This whole thing came out of Earth Day in the 1970s. They made predictions as to what were going to happen. They had scientists from all over the world. They had professors from MIT and Harvard and a few other places predicted what would happen. And in essence, within 5 to 8 years, we were going to be in some serious trouble. 10 years down the road from the first Earth Day, we basically two-thirds of the population of the Earth would be wiped out because we wouldn't be able to feed them. We'd have famine. There wouldn't be enough water. So I asked a person to do their own homework. Look, just take the first three. I mean, God forbid, I said, do your own homework. That's terrible. I said, take the first three issues. Go find where they've happened. Go to the places you love, NBC, MSNBC, Huffington Post, New York Times. See if you can find an article that said, oh, my God, that 60-foot tidal wave of water that was going to take over New York, it's there. It's terrible. And on February 23rd, a newly unsealed indictment accused Manafort of secretly paying former European politicians to lobby on behalf of Ukraine. Again, where is the connection to President Trump back in 2014? I'm Joe Basile, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Oh, you guys are so lucky I'm not a screamer. I'm Joe Machine, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of all these stories. The stories that you guys send me, I really do appreciate the story that you guys, the stories that you're sending me. And I can't get to them all. It's really not as easy as you think it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, back at it. I want to finish this up because I don't want to hang out on Manafort's thing all day long. Before I get to that, though, hey. I got to thinking about something today. They took Alex Jones. Remember we talked about this last night? They took Alex Jones down. I think it's Facebook, YouTube, a whole bunch of places. Because it's hateful and how nasty he is and the things he writes about and the things he says. And I started thinking about, have any of you heard any of Louis Farrakhan's speeches that he has on YouTube or Facebook or anywhere else like that? Now, how is it that he gets away with that? Now, they did, after some complaints, they removed one or two of them. But he's got some really nasty things he says towards Jews. But the problem is, it's part of his religious belief, and that makes it okay. Except when a Christian says it, because then it's part of their religious belief, and it's not. it's racist, homophobic, or bigoted, or whatever. So I don't know what the... This is why I always say the same thing. I don't know what the guidelines are. I don't know what's acceptable or not acceptable. I don't know unless you tell me. So is it because he's a black man? Is it because he's a Muslim? I mean, the stuff he says about white people just... Well, I guess that's okay now. That's not a big deal anymore. Just ask it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it be on the air or in the chat room or texting or tweeting and being involved and engaged in a conversation. In this hour, we hit on some of the indictments that had absolutely, the charges that have been brought forward, the indictments that have been brought forward that have absolutely nothing to do with Russian collusion. And I mean absolutely nothing to do with. That's why I get such a kick out of it. You know, and some of this other stuff that you see coming up in front of you. And don't let it go by. Do not let it go by without tackling it, talking about it, doing something about it. As you see in Ohio and other places, we don't have the big leads that you've been told we have. We don't have that without winning. And that's no slight on President Trump. When he shows up, obviously he helps pump the numbers up. He obviously helps push the process forward. But really, as in Ohio, it shouldn't be so close that we're nervous that the Dem has picked up 100 and some odd votes in the recount or in the counting of ballots that haven't been counted yet. And then the other part of this is only for 90 days. This is great. So they spent all this money, took all this time for 90 days. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then here's another one that just is interesting, for lack of a better term, right? So Trump Jr. has been blasting Democrat senator for revealing the left's plan to purge conservative media from the internet. Now, again, if you go see Death of a Nation by Dinesh D'Souza, oh, never mind. When you go see that, you know, Death of a Nation, and you start to put these things together, you see some of the things that remind you what the Democratic Party has been doing for years and years and years. And when Hitler decided that, you know, it couldn't have any outside influence, we couldn't have anything printed or spoken or groups that got together that were teaching, speaking, or even alluding to promises, processes, principles that were 180 degrees from his. And now you have Democrats, leaders in the Democrat Party, that want conservative websites shut down. They want conservative books not sold. All and anything on the conservative side of the aisle needs to go away. And now following the expulsion of InfoWars off of many of these sites, Chris Murphy, who's a Democrat senator in Connecticut, he wants all conservative websites to be banned from social media. How do you like that? He wants to do what China does. He wants to totally censor the internet and decide what you see, what you hear, what you read. And if it goes against, I mean, he basically said, if it goes against my political views, I don't want it there. Right? Is this the modern day Democrat Party? Is this what they stand for? Is this what they want? Chris Murphy tweeted that InfoWars is a tip of a giant iceberg of hate, and it lies, and they use sites like Facebook and YouTube to tear our nation apart. These companies must do more to take down these type of websites. The survival of our democracy depends on it. And this has got to scare these guys to no end. This has got to make this unbearable to these guys, because the reality is they can't stop it. They really can't stop it. And there's stuff coming down those... Look, there is truth coming down these sites that they can't handle. They don't know how to fight. It keeps them on their toes on a regular basis. Now, Trump Jr. on Tuesday called out Senator Murphy following his open admission of the Democratic plan to purge conservatives from the internet. Now, you could say, oh, Joe, they're not really going to do that. That's not real. That's not true. No, it is. It is. Go look up the Keith Ellison asking Amazon to stop selling, to stop showing, to stop distributing conservative material. Books, DVDs, anything like that. And then, so Trump Jr. tweeted, a Democrat senator openly admitted that big tech censorship campaign is really about purging all conservative media. How long before big tech and their Democrat friends moved to censor and purge Breitbart News, Daily Caller, places like that? Another Democrat senator openly admitted the big tech censorship campaign is really about purging all. They don't even look at. They've gotten so emboldened. They've gotten so entitled, if you would. They don't even try to hide it anymore. Though saying they stand for the First Amendment, they really don't, because it's the First Amendment as they see it. It's your right to hear what they want you to hear. That's what the First Amendment seems to mean to them. How long are you going to put up with this? When are you going to shut them down? No, I'm not kidding. I'm serious. We sit there and we talk about different platforms on the show, whether it be MeWe or One Way or Facebook or whatever the platform we're talking about at the time. You need to do something about it. You need to push back on these people. And Murphy didn't like being called out by Trump Jr. And then compared the left's plan to purge conservative content from the internet to Donald Trump's mean tweets against fake news. Right. So what he's saying is conservative values are fake news. Is that what he's saying? I'm just curious. I mean, and they're so worried about him trying to, you know, how many of you remember Bob Beckel and, oh, what was his name? Greta Van Susteren. Both of them on Fox News. Both of them. Loved by the left. Beckel is loved by the left. I don't even know what he's doing today. He said that he'd been called by the White House several times, alluding that he needed to tone it down when he spoke against the White House or Obama, or else. Now, I don't believe they're going to do anything physically to him, but I do believe that they were talking about his job. They were talking about what he, you know, maybe speaking engagements that he was doing and places he'd be going. And the left even says, constantly touts the fact that the slippery slope argument is a right-wing trip. No companies compelled to smear reputations of dead kids' parents. No elected official, even Democrats, are required to stand idly by. But free speech is free speech. Seriously, think about it. Where is the line? It's like Tammy was saying the other night. Hate speech. Where's the line? Where do you decide what's good, what's not good? What can be said, what can't be said? What we can hear and can't hear? Well, if the left had their way, it would be all the time. They would consistently tell you, show you, only what they wanted you to see. Only what you wanted you to hear. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me. Always appreciate your time with me. Write this down for tomorrow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Make the call. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.